Macmillan Audio presents Master of His Fate by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read for you by Joan Walker. Part 1. The Barrow Boy, London, 1884. Chapter 1. James Lionel Falconer, commonly called Jimmy by everyone except his grandmother, was out of breath. He came to a sudden stop in the middle of the road going towards Camden Lock. The wheelbarrow he was pushing was heavy and grew heavier by the minute, at least so it seemed to him. He rested for a few seconds, leaning against the barrow, trying to catch his breath. It was Thursday the 12th of June, 1884, and last month, in late May, he had celebrated his 14th birthday. He felt very grown up now. After all, he had been working with his father at their stalls in Henry Malvern's covered market in London's Camden Town since he was 8. That was part-time, until he was 10, when he began to go there every day. He loved the haggling, the negotiating, the wheeling and dealing about prices just as much as his father did. His father called him, "My clever lad," which pleased Jimmy. He admired his father, endeavoured to emulate him. Matthew Falconer, who was 37, dressed neatly to go to work, and so did Jimmy. His father never forgot to ask his regulars how members of their families were, and neither did Jimmy. It had been inculcated in him. Even his grandmother, Esther Falconer, had noticed, since his early childhood, how he...